Again, the Memra of Shmuel and the Baraisa, and to learn it with Taisvis. The Mishnah says, Chayiv al kol melache umelache. That if a person was Zdain Shabbos v'shigigis melaches, he's Chayiv al kol melache umelache, even though essentially he was oiver on one avere of Laisasa melache. Afal pikein, each melach is considered like a different avere, and he's chayav al kol melach melach. Frag the Gemara, chilik melach is minolam. How do we know bechlal this din of chilik melach? Oma shmul, oma kra, mechaleleha, mois yumos. It says, a keifa loshen, a teire ripse misis harbei al chilul echod. One chilul Shabbos brings many misis. And so the Gemara is learning pshat, that it means through the ribui melachis, there's a chiyiv misa. So first of all, the Gemara asks, hai b'mezit ksiv. This pasuk is speaking about mezit. So how could you derive from this pasuk that if a person was over b'shoigik how many melachis, he brings many kabonis? So the Gemara says, imeinin yile mezit, the ksiv kaloisa by melachi yumas. The chiyiv misa, already it says by mezit. So what is Pshat Machalaleha Mois Yumas? Tanei Inyan L'Shoigik. Or Ma Yumas, Yumas B'Momen. That for each Malacha that he does, he'll have to bring a separate call. V'Teipik L'Chilik Malachas Mehecha D'Nafkele L'Rabnos. So the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, why do you need this drosha? Rabnosen gave a drosha. The Sanya Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Leisavaru Eish, Bechel Meish Veisechem, Beyem HaShabbos, Ma Talmud Loimer, why did the Torah have to specify Meleches Havore, after it said already, the Lamates Meleches? Lefi Shenem Avayakel Meish, Es Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Eile HaDvorim, Sheish Yishomim Teyosa Meleches. So we darshan from Dvorim is 2. Hadvorim is Marba 3. Eile is 36. Eilu Hadvorim, Eilu Shloishim V'teisha Meloche Shenemru L'moishe B'sina. So it says 39 Meloches. Yoche Lason Kulam Belam Echad Einechayiv Ela Achatz. That if all 39 Meloches were done Behelam Echad, he should only be Mechayiv one Kolben. Because in Yesod it's one Aveira of Chilul Shabbos, through 39 different Eifanim, but it's one Aveira. So that's why it says, Leisavaru Eish. So the Gemara asks, Teipik Lei Bechori Shevakotzer Tishbois. It says, Bechori Shevakotzer Tishbois. So from this pasuk we learn out, Chilik Melochis is a Bezunder Rechiv Kolben an Cherishe, a Bezunder Rechiv Kolben an Ktsire. So I know chilik melachis from Bechori Shevakotzer. So the Gemara says, no, v'adayin ani yoima al chrishe v'al tzire chayiv shtayim. That's right. From Bechori Shevakotzer tishbois, I can learn that an chrishe in ktzire is chayiv bezundre chatoit. There's chilik melachis an chrishe ktzire. But v'al kulon and all the other 37 melachis, I would think ein echayiv ela achas. It's a gzeres akosav only by chrishe ktzire. Talmud loimer leisavaru eish havore bechlal hoiso. Havore was bechlal leisasa meloche. V'loma yotzos. Why did the Torah specify one of the lamates meloches? Lahakishela v'loy meloch ma'avore shehi av meloche v'chayov nala b'fnei atzmo. So Memele, so this is the limud davar shehoya min the klal, the yotza min a klal, leila lamed al atma yotza, lamed al a klal kula yotza, that all av melochis have the characteristic of havore, that lechalek shechayiv al kol melocha o melocha. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking Akasha and Shmuel, so Shmuel, why do you need a new limud of Mais Yumas? What is wrong with the drosha of Rav Nosson? So the Gemara says, Shmuel, sovel like Rav Yossi. The Omer Havor L'Lav Yotzos. He holds like Rav Yossi, that the only reason the Torah wrote over the lav of havoret to take it out of the lamed tes melachis, and you're not chayiv koresh, you're only chayiv alav. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, amachleikis tanoi, havoret lelav yotzos, divri rab yoisi, rabbi nosen oimel lechalik yotzos. So memele, since Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, so therefore he could not use the drosha of Rabbi Nosson, therefore he was forced to figure out a different drosha. So the drosha was Mois Yumos. Let us see Rashi and the Beraise. Ma Talmud loyma v'loy kvar nema loysase kol meloche. So why does he have to say loysavaru eish? Dvorim mashmetre, hey la rabbi schad, arei shloisha, hey la begimatri lamed vop, arei lamedes. Tamaloyme, tepek lay bechorish of a concertish, bais kloyme, belav loy sevaru. Why do you have to learn out chilik melochis? From loy sevaru, havalon a melech mehai, from bechorish of a concertish, bais we can learn out chilik melochis? Im loisha yesh lahoshim, unless there's a pilche. So the Gemara says, no. Even though you can learn out chilik melachis from bechorish vekotzer, but vadayin ani yomer al chorish vekotzer chayiv shtayim im ason behelam echad. So then he's talking chayiv shtayim. Sherei tziyom min haklal. That's true. Chorish vekotzer is not in the klal of leisase kol melache lechal kom leshtayim. Umashma azor lekotzer latzma vazor lechorish latzma. That's true. They're bazunder, so each one is a bazunderi kolb. But va'al kula ma'achat, but on all the other 37 melachis, you'll have one kolb. The bechode melache kailinu. All the other 37 melachis are nichlal and the laf and leisase kol melache. They all have one, they're all a melache. V'chad laf. Ay lechayre, let us learn now from Bechorish of Akotzer Tishbois. Chish and Ktsira were also in the klal of Leisase Kol Meloche. In the Yotzo min haklal, that now there's a din chilik meloches by Chish and Ktsira. So let us say this limud, Dova shoye bechlal, ve Yotzo min haklal, le lelamid al atzma yotzo, lamid al haklal kula yotzo. So Rashi says, "Bedovo shohoya bechlal v'yotzim in haklal olamid le'la'amid loy danin alay." We cannot use chorish v'kotzer al tzagilui an old olamid tes melachos. Why? The havalei klal b'loisase. The klal was loisase kol melach. Uprat be'esei, and the prat is now tishbois, which is an essay. It seems Rashi holds that the whole musig of the limud tova shahoya bechlal v'yotzem in a klal lelamed le'alatzma yotzem lamed al klal kula yotzem, that is a bechina of a klal uprat. Just like by a klal uprat we have ein bechlal alamashe beprat, the prat is meforish the klal. So here, the dovo sheyotzem in a klal, this prat that's yotzem in a klal, is also meforesh the klal. So that is dafke if the klal and the prat are the same. Both are lavin, so then this lav is mevayer that lav. Just like the schilik malachis over here, the schilik malachis by all the other malachis. But since this, the klal is beloisase, the prat is be'esei, so memele, it seems that these pratim cannot be megala anything on the klal. That is one teretz that Rashi says. Inami, Rashi says, I'll tell you a second teretz. Afilo, you'll say that you could use it for a dove shahoyi bechlal v'yotzim in a klal, aba havichorish v'kotzer shnei ksuvim aboim kechot. That means if it would say charisha alone, so memele, so I have a kasha. Why did the Tertah tell us charisha? To tell us that charisha is a din chilik malachis, and then charisha would be a gili on all the other lamed ches malachis. But why does they have to say ktire? If charisha is a gili, that is chilik malachis by an av malachis, I could learn out ktire from charisha. That's la lamed ala klal kulayot. So why does it have to say ktire? So al kol chok, he has a din of shnei ksuvim aboim kecha to be megale, that without writing the second pasuk, I would not know the halacha I would not know the halacha of ktsire. So the halacha of ktsire is a gilui that it's not megala ala klal kula, because if it's megala ala klal kula, you wouldn't need a pasuk by ktsire. So memele, the second pasuk of ktsire makes it shneksum laboim kechod vein melamdim. Behavalele michtavchat. So that goofed that it looked, that ktsire was written, so we see it shneksum laboim kechod, so we cannot learn now from chorish v'kotzer. That's why we need a third pasuk from leisevaru. Now the problem is leisevaru makes it shleishiksum laboim kechod, so that we will see in Tosfos. Talmud leime leisevaru. So Abba Kaponim leisevaru is coming to tell us chilik melochis. So now Rashi has a kasha, so why do you need v'chorish v'kotzer? So v'chorish v'kotzer now is l'drosha achine, it's coming for a different drosha in Gamsun. Not for Iker Rabbi Kiva. The dorish lay ba'al melinyin tais v'shviyis. The whole pasuk is speaking about tais v'tish b'is is speaking about tais v'shviyis. Iker Rabbi Yishmoyer le'inyin Shabbos. A drosha ma'achorish rishus, just like charisha is rishus, there's never a mitzvah of charisha. So davka charisha shal rishus is osur in Shabbos, af kotzer rishus, so a ktsire shal rishus is osur in Shabbos. L'lamid al ktsir ha'oimer sh'doichi Shabbos. It's a ktsires mitzvah is doichi Shabbos. That's why we use the chorish v'kotzer. The chlal hoisa the leisase kol melocha leisavaru wasn't the chlal, and lahaki shaleo kol shar mamelochis shenichlulu ima bechlal that all other melochis are similar to leisavaru shezumi the betayre kol davar shahoya bechlal v'yotzim in a chlal lelamed loy lelamed al atzma yotza lamed al chlal kula yotza. So the Gemara asks, so why didn't Shmuel use Rav Nosson's drosha? So he says he holds like Rav Yossi, that lelav yotzo, she'en chayovna lekores uski lekishar melochis, ela masha omo bo, yoni chayiv masha omo bo. Lechalek, it's only a lav. Kedamor, mahavorem yuchedes. Let us see Taisu. Yochel shimason kulam behelem echot. So there would be the havamine that you would be chayiv one korban imason behelam echad. Taimen. Im kain. So Taisva says, if you chayiv one chatos, min yona dikro dvorim hadvorim eila hadvorim lomali. Kiven deloyos olachalik. So lechayre Taisva's kash is like a gigamvete kash. The Gemara says on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Lametes Melochis. So the Gemara asks, why did the Torah have to say a minion? So the minion is to tell us, why does the Mishnah have to tell us a minion of Lametes? To tell us that Behelam Echad one is Chayiv Lametes Chatoi. So Taisus is asking, L'chayre, we can ask the same Kasha on the Torah. Why was the Torah Meramez? This magic number of lametes, Al Kochach to tell us the same thing what the Mishnah told us, that they're lametes chatois. So that's good if you say there's a din of lechalek. But if you're assuming now that there's no din of lechalek, you only chayiv one korban, so why did the Torah have to tell us this number of lametes? V'yesh loimer, v'tzorech leminyono. It's just telling you how many ovis melochis there are. Lefi sheyesh melochis she'einon chashuvos. There are certain melochis which are not chashuv. So memela, without the number, I wouldn't put them into the category of ovis melochis. Ve'itzterech minyon elashminin dekulon havyin melochis lischayev alein. So that's why you need the number. The number is tamazi to tell me one should not think there's lamed ovis melochis. The number tells us there's lamed tes. And if that means to include melochis she'enem cheshuvis, so we'll include melochis she'enem cheshuvis also. But that's why I need the number. So now, but the Gemara says, but could be, in Hilchis chatois, if he was over all lamed tes melochis, behelam echad, he'll bring one kob, because there's over one lav. So that's why, so on the number of the pasuk is bechlal not a kasha. The numbers that tell us that there are lamed tes ovis. Aye, how did the Gemara derive from the Mishnah that there's lamed tes chatois from the number? Umir mimas nisin the mem malachis dayik shapet the belamechad chayav al kolachas. The Gemara before is medayik from the Mishnah that it said a number that yechayav lamed tes chatois. Even the money kula behed yet. It's the Mishnah already reckons it's lamites malachis. So why does he have to say it's lamites? It says there's lamites already. I can count them. So the minion of the Mishnah is to tell us that it'll be chayiv lamites chatois. It is a din of chilik malachis. But the minion of the Torah is just to tell us there's lamites ovais. But it's not muchach, there'll be lamites chatois. So far, so good. Obamiyu kosher l'ri, that the Gemara weite weiss nit ois azoi. That the weiss tois, that the minion of Lamites was said to tell us as Lamites chatois. Where do you see this? The lekamon bahazoirik mash medahai minyona osa lechalek. Why? The omah osam lememre de mechayiv rebi atil de bemokim ov. The Gemara here, I have a meaning that Rebbe is Mechayiv Atulde B'mokimov. That means, if he did the Helem Echad at an Ov, Im Tulde the day, you bring two Kobonis. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Vosanyi Rebbe Yoimel Dvorim, Hadvorim, Eile Hadvorim. Upeirish Bekunteris Hosom. So what's the Kashi? The Hochi Porich. The whole reason that the Torah wrote this remez of Lamites is to tell us that there are Lamites chatois. If Rabbi Taka holds that one brings two chatois, if he did atil de b'mokim of, Tuva havalele misne, some emele, so it's not lamites, there's more than lamites. So that's the Gemara's kasha and Rebbe. Zet men doch klar from the Gemara, that the number lamites, that the Teiris Meramis, is written to teach us that they're lamites chatois. So emele is terik shvera Gemara. Teisin said a ganze shik Teira that that's not the purpose of the lamites. But from the Gemara and Azairik, you see that that is the purpose of the Lamites, to tell us that they're achaluki chatois. So I say, so what's bothering our Gemara? Yochel shim yisong kulam be'aladecha be'alamechot shid b'chayiv one kolb. You can't b'chayiv one kolb, because the Torah was meramed Lamites to tell us that you're b'chayiv Lamites kolbonis. Lefi ma shepirashnu, the minyan loy osel ashmin and the kuluch shuvis malachis lischayev aleim. That's the purpose of the minyan, to tell us that there are lamites ovois, but not that there are lamites chatois. I have a parich midi. So memele it's bitter. He says our gemara does not stem with the gemara nazirik. Venir el ri. So therefore the ri makes a girse in our gemara. We have a new gemara. V'nira l'ri de goras hoche k'moi b'mechilte. D'sanya hosom, Rabbi Noson oimer, lo'isavaru eish, lomo nemar, why does it say lo'isavaru eish? Lefi shenema v'yakel moishe, shemei anish lo'yei chayiv, ad sheyaver lamites melochais. A new havamin. I would think you only chayiv one kolbin when you did lamites melachis. Eila hadvorim is gematria lamites. So memela, I would think when does one bring one kolbin when he was over all lamites melachis? But if a person was only over lamites melachis, he doesn't bring a kolbin at all. So there's a hava mine that you only bring a kolben if you're even lamites melach. Talmud loyma bechorish uvakotzer. It says already bechorish uvakotzer. You also bring a kolben. So if you also bring a kolben, So I see you don't have to be over on Lama Test Malachas to bring a Kolben. It can, by Chishi you also bring a Kolben. By Ktira you bring a Kolben. So you see you don't have to be over on Lama Test. But Ramban explains weiter, so we get weiter, fine. But now there's a new Shaila. How do you know there's a din of Chiluk Malachas? So that you learn that from Lo Yisavavu. Fahashta. Ilav Lo Yisavavu. Without the lois avaru, which tells us lefi emes chilik malachis, so I would think hava mina diminyone osele meimesh einei chayiv al achas oishtayim achi yavet kolametes. Without the lois avaru, so I would think that the dominion is misleading. Dominion is telling us you have to be able kolametes. The kiv and dechsiv lois avaru, the alfinim in eide chayiv al kolachas bifnei atzmo. In Kain Minyon, also the Meimel. Now, what does the Minyon come to tell us? Da'ad Lamites, Davkehu, Dechayev Kolachas Vachas, Avalotil, the Mumokim of Loi, Pumfakel. So the Lamites is telling us only Lamites, not Yechayev Lamites Chatois, because I don't know from Loi Sevaru, that there's a din of Chilik Melochis. No, the Lamites is telling us, on Shabbos, you could only be Chayev Elamechad Lamites. In other words, you are not chayiv al tol de b'mokimov. Because if you would be chayiv al tol de b'mokimov, so there'd be a modern lametes chatois you could be chayiv. Aval tol de b'mokimov loy. V'hash de mulchach shapir b'azoyrik. Now it's very good to gemar na zoyrik. The Rebbe loy mechayiv al tol de b'mokimov. That was the gemar's kashin in hazoyrik. Rabbi Kevege asks, that he still does not understand why you need the Lo Yisavaru. This kash is as follows. Because the Havamina was that Eila Hadvorim means you have to do all Lamites Melochis in order to be Chayav one Kov. The minute it says Bachori Shevakotzer Tishbois, so now I know that you're Chayav a Kovin and Cherisha and Ktsira alone. That's Bechorish of a Kotzer Tishbois. So you see that you don't have to do all Lamites Melochis. So let's go back to the Lamites. So why do you need the Lamites for? Not to tell me that you have to do all Lamites Melochis, because it's not true. Yechayv an Cherisha Kolm and Yechayv an Ktsira Kolm. So Al-Kochach the Lamites is telling us Yimuchuyiv an Lamites Chatois. There's a din of Chilik Melochis. So why do you need Loisevaru? Taisvis went the other way. That after the Lo Yisavaru, now Lamites tells us something else. Fakert, why do you need the Lo Yisavaru? Let's use the Lamites to tell us that the din of Chiluk Melochis, that's what Rabbi Kevege asks. Is Bechlal very interesting, the Havamina of the Mechilta, and Taisva says our Gemara also holds like that, that there'd be a Havamina, you only bring a Kodin if you're even Lamites Melochis. So the Ramban asks, you see, they killed the Mekoshish. Yoni was over one malacha. So you see, l'chayra kolben is, kolben b'shaygik is in place of misa b'meizit. So if by misa b'meizit you kill a person after one malacha, so l'chayra kolben b'shaygik should also be the same way. So k'taraban, efshin it azoy. Efshin is a chiluk between shaygik and meizit. I would make such a chiluk. B'meizit you take a chayiv on one. B'shaygik you only chayiv if you do all lametes. But al koponim, so that's how Taisvus learned Pshasa. Taisvus put in a new girs in the Gemara, and Memela now everything is good. But osi nami shaper lahai girsa diktoni lefi shenemar dvorim ha dvorim yochel. It seems that dvorim ha dvorim. Is, since it says, Dvorim hadvorim, yochel, de mashme, de mitoich kro da hadvorim, u de mashmalei, de einei chayiv, ad she yaver kulo. That it seems, I forget that the Dvorim hadvorim is the problem. Lefi shenema, it seems that, I forget that this is creating a problem. Since it says, Dvorim hadvorim, so this is creating a problem. So according to Taisvis, it's like creating a problem. What's the problem? Because it would seem from Dvarim Advarim, you're only chayiv if you're over all on Lamed Tes. According to Rashi, there's no problem with Dvarim Advarim. There's Lamed Tes Melachis. If there's a din chilik melachis, if there's no din of chilik melachis, that I don't know. But there's no problem with Dvarim Hadvarim. The lashon of lefisha nema vaistois that it's problematic. V'chein beperikama de psachim lefisha nema lo yiroh lecha. Since it says lo yiroh lecha, yochel yatmi v'yikabel pigdainis min anochem. So I would think you it says lo yiroh lecha. So the whole iser of chametz is rie. It should be visible. Should be near it. Yochel yatmi. So I would think if a person hides the chametz, it's also good. It's not near it. It says lechos, I would think, v'kabel pigdainis min anochim, because it's not lechos. So we see that the loshen in Chazal, lefisha nema, is we're starting off with a problem, and we're solving the problem. So that's good according to the Mechilta, that the eila hadvarim is a problem. It makes one think that the chiyuv of a kolben is only if he was over on lametes melachis. But according to Rashi, the loshen lefisha nemar doesn't fit him. What's the lefisha nemar over here? The Sfas Emes wants to say that could be according to Rab Noson lefisha nemar, that is showing us, that is helping us to prove that loisabar was lechalik yotze. That means pashta dikro leisavaru is lelav yotzas. But lefisha nema, but since it says lamites, so now I know that leisavaru is not lelav yotzas, because there's lamites of it. There's lamites of it, and I can use the leisavaru to tell me lechalik. Avol agilsa sasvorim I koma lefisha nema, but lavko nami av amrina nochi, kol kamed le nafkelon chilek melochis mishumokim. So not you need the lamed test to tell us you don't say chilek melochis. You don't need this. Tamaz I would say there's no din of chilek melochis. Al charishe uktsiro chayiv shtai. So the bachorish bekotzer tishbois that is a din chilek melochis. Vim toima menolei dechayiv shtayim, neimed le mechayiv le tavayu ela achas. Al kaponim, chishin ktsire de zachiv. Vishloime mishum dechsiv bechorish u bakotzir. De mashme trei mili midleikton, midleikosav bechorish vikotzir. U bakotzir vaisais, each one is a bezundere mechayiv. Val kulon ein echayiv ela achas. So the Gemara says that's true. Bechorish vekotzer is a gilui that these two melachis achayiv yechayiv al kol achas vachas, but the other lamed zayin melachis I would think you only chayiv achas. Why doesn't this become dova shahoya bechlal v'yotzim in the klal lamed al kuloi? So perish bekundus mishum davale klal beloy sase uprat vasei. The koshe, so Taisvus asks on Rashi Yisoy, the klole namiksiv besei. There was a klal also besei. Ubayoyim mashvi tishbois. So there's a chiyiv tishbois on all lametes melachis. And now there's a din bechorish vekotzer tishbois. So this is a prat, a yotzim in a klal. Out of the klal of tishbois, you have now two protim. So we should say it's megala on the whole klal of tishbois. Number one. Va'oyit kasha number two, the gabi klal uprat afkuhu damrine beper kama demayat kotten blei denine kishayna klal beloshen aprat. Avala gabi dova shahoy yotzem in a klal, lay ashkehem vishumoke. That means Rashi, lechayre, mixed two midays together. Klal uprat is such a shite. That the klal and the prat, you do not dan a klal and prat if they're not the same loshen. One is an essay, one is a lav. But this midah of yotzah min haklal, what's the chilek if it's yotzah with an eser, yotzah mit aloysas? V'oid in kasha number three, the b'moyit kotni kolamandu yom adonim, that you are done, afilu, they're not the same loshna, afilu klala prat, you're done. So meila zichishver, so why can you learn afim b'chori shebakotze? V'nire keperish achen sheperish bekuntres. The second pshat. Because it is shnei ksuv ma'aboyim ke'echad. V'chi agav namrinim b'perik talad mises. Oy v'yidoyni b'chlal kol ha'machashvim hoyu. U'porich v'lever oy v'yidoyni shnei ksuv ma'aboyim ke'echad. So you see, even though this is a dov v'shoye b'chlal v'yotzim in a klal, but since two things were yotzim in a klal, so it loses the din Lamed ala klal kuloi, and it has a din of shneksum aboim kechot veim alamdim. Veim taima veheichi yalif miloi sevaru. So now, so Taisis asks the kasha. So if I will assume the second teretz of Rashi, that mechorish vekotzer tishbois, I cannot say it's megala on the whole klal, because it has the chesaron of shneksum aboim kechot. So now, what is the mile of loy sevaru? Koshkein, davi gimuksum maboim kechot, veim alamdim lekul alma. How does loy sevaru help the situation? Fakert, it makes it more problematic. Now you have gimuksum maboim kechot. Lekul alma im alamdim. Vechitayim edachorish vekotzer osalach drashinim bereishim ayit kotten machorish rishus. So it's talking about something else in Gansen, in Kain. If it goes on something else, so Stamazah you can't learn out Chiluk Melachis from Chorish V'Kotzer. Akocha the Gemara held over here, you could learn out Chiluk Melachis. If you could learn out Chiluk Melachis from a Melem, so now you have three psukim telling us Chiluk Melachis, so Shleish Ksuv, Maboyim Kechot. Vaymari, the Lehavi Gimel Ksuvim, Midalaikas vinan aikulai belav aikula be'ese. And the Marsha explains, because the whole lomdis of Gimel Ksuvim is, why was it necessary to write all three psukim? If one you can learn out from the other. But if the oifan aksiv is, one is different than the other, one is two are an es and one is a lav, so the whole musig of shalish ksuvim aboim kecha doesn't start. So we see klar that the pasuk of avore is zichanat shloish shksuvim. Omahash the yatale chorish v'kotzer lechdashinim b'mayit kotten. Havore lelav yotzos. So the Gemara says that Shmuel held like Rabbi Yosi that havore lelav yotzos. Vim toima. And how did Rabbi Yosi figure this out? Because it said leisavaru, it's bechlal leisasek kol meloche, to tell us that lelav yotzos. Vim taima veitzach lemichtev leisavaru mishum seifa dekro, dechsiv bechol moish veisechem, that havor is also bechol moish veisechem, te dershine minei, biyevomis, Ubisanhedrin, the Ein Ritzicha Deiche Shabbos. B'chom HaShveisecha, the Gemara Darshins is going on Bezdin, that Bezdin is also not allowed to kill a Bas Koyin. So it is telling us that the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin is not Deiche Shabbos. That's how the Gemara learns this out in Yevomis. So the Pasuk is telling us, Asvar Eish, B'chom HaShveisecha, that it's not Deiche Shabbos. Bishleimer aber mozel michtov belishna achrite le lichte vloy sevar. So Taisus Nivama says it could have said le sasa melocha bachol meish beisechem. Since the Torah was mefarad le sevar, so we learn another diuk that havar le lav yotzes. Umishum de darshinem per kam avat amavi levetzach le michtov le sevar. The other Gemara Darshans Leisavayish Bechom Esvishseichem at the Ma'avir Bebeis HaMoikid. So there it didn't have to say Leisavar because of that. So the Yadovit says because it's an Asmach the Balmer. Al Koponim, so we learned in the Gemara Devail that we have here two Oifani Halimut how to learn out Chilik Melochis. Shmuel that holds like Rabbi Yosi Darshans from Mois Yumos. You must be mommy. And the Rabnosen darshens from Leisavarish b'chol meish v'seichem. Frag the Gemara, v'teipik lei Shmuel, you hold like Rabbi Yossi, v'teipik lei lechilik melochis meheched and afke lei le Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel, why do you have to be mechadish and ulimud? Rabbi Yossi, who held the lav yotzos and could not learn out from Leisavar lechilik melochis, he has a different limud for chilik melochis. So what's wrong with Rabbi Yossi's limud? The Sanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, the also Me'achas Me'heina. It says by Akob Mechatos Ischayev Akob Mechatos Me'achas Me'heina. So the Gemara Darshans will see Klor and Rashi how the drasha goes. Pa'omim Shechayovim Achas Al Kulam. Sometimes you're doing Heina. You're doing a lot of Malach. And Yechayiv one kol. Upomim shechayovim al kol achas va'achas. And sometimes in one Shabbos you could bring heina malachis. You could bring many kolbonis. Heina kolbonis. So it says achas, which is one, and heina, which is many. So Rabbi Yossi learned out, and Betzem, this is the drosha. The drosha is that sometimes Eistis, one is chayiv a ribui melachis, and that of us doin Shabbos b'shigiges melachis. Then there's a ribui of kolbonis. And sometimes one is chayiv achas. That is, if there is a doin melachis b'shigiges Shabbos. That is the drosha achas heina. That we'll see later, the mem is ibrik, the two mem are ibrik, and we have different droshas for that. Let us see Rashi. Va'osa may achas may heina. Ha'omo le'inyan chatois. Havalei le'michtov by achat. It should have said va'osa achas. That's all what it should have said. Ve'lishtek. And finished. Iyatelei shara. So the rest is extra. What is the rest? Mem de may achas. It should have said va'osa achas. We have an extra mem. V'chol teves meheina, and the whole teves extra, meheina, l'drosha. Udroi shachi, so the drosha goes like this. Pomim, shekol maisei aveiroiso, choshev achas. All the melachas that he did, it's considered one chilul Shabbos. He brings one kol. Upa'omim, shukori heina, loshen rab. Sometimes it's considered a ribui melachas. He brings ribui chatois. Now let us see the Gemara further. V'omar Rab Yossi b'Rab Chanine, my time de Rab Yossi, achas meyachas. There's two droshes, one from achas and then meyachas. Heina meheina. There's a drosha from heina and then there's another drosha from meheina. Now he starts explaining. Achas shehi heina, heina shehi achas. Sometimes from one Shabbos, one will bring many kolbonis, and from many, or many melachas will just bring one kolb. That's the drosh from achas and heina. Achas shimin. If he wanted to write shimin, so that's easy. He's kachayev a kolb menachas. Meachas shame mi shimin. The minute he did, even though he didn't write the complete word shimin, he wrote shimem, so memel, that's also a word. So he's chayiv meyachas. He did a chelik of what he wanted to do, and since there's two tevis, so here's a teiris melachah. Heina avos. Heina tells us avos. Avos melachis. Meheina teildos. Now the Gemara explains, achas shehi heina. When is it that in one Shabbos, you have a lot of kolbonis. It's doing Shabbos, v'shigigis melachis. Heino shehi achas. One is it for many melachis, you have one kolbon. Shigigis Shabbos is doing melachis. So memele, so that is the drosha of Rabbi Yossi, that he learns out chilik melachis from achas and heino. So the Gemara asked the kasha and Shmuel, so you hold like Rabbi Yossi, so learn what Rabbi Yossi learned out. Ushmuel, so the Gemara answers, achas shehi heina, veina shehi achas le'mashmalei. this drasha of combining the achas and heina, that sometimes yechayiv heina al achas, one time, sometimes yechayiv achas al heina, this whole drasha, he doesn't agree with. So Mamela therefore needed a new drasha of moish yumas b'momen. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi explains and elaborates a little on the drashas. V'amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina my time de Rabbi Yosi. Kloima my doshi bei. Dakati mem de meheina mem de meyachas lemay osa. So Rashi learns pshat, and this is a doichik in the Loshna Gemara. Es bemisen the drashe the drashe hanegei alonu. Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yosi mevasa machas mehena, pomishachayv machas al kulum, pomishachayv malkalachas vachas. So we're finished already. We know enough. Omer Rabbi Yosi, b'rabchini, my time at the Rabbi Yosi. So what's Rabbi Yosi b'rabchanin is kashe? My time at the Rabbi Yosi. Kloima, my doshi beidakati mem de mehema mem de machas lama yos. It's very modern that we Rashi learns, my time is not my time. And again, Alana, we know the time of Rabbi Yosi. We have now a new kasha. What does he do with the mem? So the lashon of my time is very shvel. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Tosfos asks on Rashi. My time is Rabbi Yosi, perish bekunteres, kloima, dakati mem de meyachas o meheine lomali. The lashon my time ain't in mashmekein. So say what you want to ask. Not my time is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said the Mekir of Chilik Malachas. You still have a problem with the Yitzo Memim, so ask. My Ovid Vilayim Memim, not my time at the Rabbi Yosi. V'nire l'ri d'ahori perush, ain't my time at the Rabbi Yosi. Ha'itz l'chol l'shem mishimit. Fakir, the psukim you need for something else. That you need meyachas to tell me shem mishimit. And the meyhen you need, the love is a toldeis. U'menolei d'chayvo kolachas v'achas. Fakir. Both words are used up already. The ma'achas is used up to tell me shem mishimin, and mehena is used up to tell me teildei, so finished. U'meforesh, the me'achas shem mishimin. You're right, from the men you learn out shem mishimin. Mehena lovis v'toldis. U'mikol mokim idisamchinu lahadodi. But since the Torah put these two together, Doshinen achas yehine veine shiachas. He says, but the smiches, that's the makor that we learn out both. He says, the keteretz is the samchino adodi. We state this in the Gemara. That's the kasha. The kasha was maybe it's only coming for this. So the teretz is the samchino adodi. So that is a little sosum in the loshon haGemara. According to Rashi, okay, let us see now, let us go further in Rashi. Achas meyachas. Achas havalayla michtav. Uchsiv meyachas. Mechainami heina havalayla michtav. Lemedrish pomim shu heina. Sometimes it's a ribu chatois. Because of meyheina. Udroish achas veheina beloimem hochi. First you darshan achas and heina beloimem. Pomim achas shehi heina. Shabbos achas levada yuhu mechalol. Is mechalol one Shabbos v'yesh kan chatois harbe. Toz li bosa melochis. Pomim heina shehi achas. Melochis harbe yosa v'yem echai v'la achas. The bahanach tregavni ikal le'mishnah. You can learn out both of these two cases from the pasuk. But also achas v'chayev heina. There was one chilul Shabbos. It was mechala one Shabbos v'chayev heina. V'ikolamei menami hochi. V'also achas heina. You learn that from this pasuk. Asi yosoi heina v'chayev achas. This is the Marshal's girsa. Mekzois havi achas afa pishein. So the v'osa goes on both. V'osa achas v'chayiv heina, v'osa heina v'chayiv achas. U'mem yiseire d'roi shochi. L'rabbi shakosev shem mishimin. V'av gav shenizkav v'lasa yisteva g'doylem. even though his whole kavana was to write a complete word, it's also a teva. Chayev, ha'ino me'achas mitzvos ha'malacha. V'loi kula yovi chatos. Me'heina l'rabbi still display ma'hayotzeis me'hen min ha'ovei. Achashi heina damor pa'mishachayim kolachas v'achas. Ma'hi kigoyin she'osom bizdoin shabbos v'shigigis malachas. Te'ike shkogayis tuve. Behena she achas tamor pomin shechayv achas al kulon. Mahi ki goin shigiga shabbos uzdain meloches. The idea she meloches asuris be shabbos, avol shochach she shabbos hayoyim. And Morris, what does Shmuel do? Loi mashmalei demi boi lei kulei l'shem mishimin ulitildes. Yichayev, he wrote two letters. Even the Alibe the Rabbi Yosikoy, the Sabapei Kaboyne, the Fila Srita Achas or Shnei Nesorim, to one Srita, one scratch and two boards. Oy Shnei Srita is on Eserechot Chayev. Am Echel Aminkit, Lishne de Masnissen de Haboyne, Am Rabbi Yudem Metzin Hashem Kodin, Mishem Godu, Hashem Mishimin. But Al Kaponim, according to Rabbi Yosi himself, even less than that is chayiv. Like mashmalei Shmuel the loike Rav Nosson or the loike Rav Yosi. It's very interesting. Shmuel the Hanamayre. It's a chloima the mikabole kimlei le Shmuel hochi that there's such a drosha. So it was mikabel such a drosha. Zach the Gemara weiter. A very interesting Gemara. Boi minei rove me Rav Nach. Rove klared a shayla from Rav Nachman, a very longish shayla. Helem ze v'ze b'yodoy ma'u. What is the shayla? Zot Rashi azoy. Ze v'ze Shabbos u'melachis. He did not know that today is Shabbos, and he did not know that this melach is also. Let's say he did two melachis. He was a kaisev and a neiteya. And he didn't know it was Shabbos. So he did two melachas today. There was hella melachas. He didn't know b'chlal that you're not allowed to write and you're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. That's one thing he didn't know. And he also didn't know that today is Shabbos. So you have over, so this is a very interesting combination. We have in the Mishnah two different cases. The Mishnah speaks about that a person did not know that today is Shabbat, but he knew Ksiva and the Tiyah is also. So the Shkogi is, he doesn't know today is Shabbat. He knows you're not allowed to write on Shabbat. He knows you're not allowed to plant on Shabbat. But he doesn't know that today is Shabbat. So there the Shkogi is one. He doesn't know that today is Shabbat. So it brings one code. We have another case in the Mishnah. He knows today is Shabbat, but he does not know you're not allowed to write and you're not allowed to plant. So there he knows that today is Shabbos, but there are two shkogis. He doesn't know Ksiv is also, he doesn't know Netiyah is also. So there are two shkogis. So you bring two kabbalah. Now the Gemara Kleva Shaila, boy minei rove me Rav Nachman, what if you'll have both, you'll combine both halomis? He did not know that today is Shabbos, and he also did not know that Ksiva is also and Netiyah is also. And he was Kaisev and Netiyah this day. So do you look at the Shigigas Melochis and you bring two Kobonis? Or do you look at the Shigigas Shabbos and you bring one Kob? What the longest of the Shailas we'll try to explain soon. But that's the Tzura of the Shailas. Let us see Rashi. Zevozeh Helem zevaze, Shabbos umelochis. Mahu. Chayev achas al kulam. Is he chayev one korban and all the melochis he did? Oy al kol achas vachas.
or is he chayiv on each shkoge? He didn't know that tziva is also, he didn't know that that nati is also. V'kami boile, so what's the shayle? Hode toni le, we learned before na baraisa. Shogag bozel bozel. We learned before in the Baraisa. Look at this case. He did not know that it's Shabbos. He did not know that these malachas are also zehu shoygik kama b'teicha. This is a pure shoygik. Fine, this is a shoygik. He's mechuyev akob. Aber mal lechiyuv. What is he mechuyev? Lechode is he chayev one kolbim because the shigig is Shabbos. Oilechi yuve akulo is the chuyiv on all is the chayiv on all the shkoges. Umi mas nisin so faktrashi. What's your shayla? I have a raya from the Mishnah. Da sheicheyach ikir Shabbos. We have such a case. A person who does not know bechlal about Shabbos. So he's the same ignoramus over there. He doesn't know about Shabbos. He doesn't know the malacha sa'asa. So he's the same thing. And in the Mishnah it says he brings one korban. So close. So you see, if there's a shigigis Shabbos, and a shigigis malachis, you bring one korban. Masnis and the sheicheyach ikir Shabbos. The ein eichayev ala achas lo yishaminele. The sheicheyach ikir Shabbos chodesh kogehi. He doesn't know anything. That's one, he doesn't know about Shabbos. That's one shkogi. That's what he doesn't know. V'chimi boile b'yoideya ikir Shabbos. He knows Shabbos, and he knows Shabbos is also the Melocha. He knows that. Avo Melochis halolu leinu yoideya sha'asuchos. But he doesn't know that these Melochis are also. So the Shgoge doesn't start from the Shoyrish. He knows about Shabbos, and he knows that Melochis are also. He knows a lot, but he doesn't know that these two Melochis are also. That's one thing. So here you have two shikigas malachis. He knows about Shabbos, he knows about Issa malachis, but he doesn't know that these two are also. So here you have two shikigas malachis. And there's another shkoge. Voy nela mimenu shayim Shabbos. He doesn't know that today is Shabbos. The ikel emitle shkoge al kol malachis. Here you could be taila the shkoge al kol malachis. Here there's shigigis malachis, over there there's no shigigis malachis, he doesn't know about Shabbos. But here he knows about Shabbos, he knows about Issa malachis. So, there are shigigis, but he doesn't know these two malachis are also, so here there are shigigis malachis. Akol malachim malachel v'yedeike Shabbos, v'ike lemitli ahelam Shabbos. But there's also ahelam Shabbos over here, v'chadar shkogi. Nachzich mir, what is the shayla of the Gemara? That's okay, that's the tzur of the Gemara. But what is the shayla of the Gemara? L'chayre, if a person does not know that today is Shabbos, and he knows Zodin Melochis, so he's chayiv one kol. Why is he chayiv one kol? Because that was his shkoge. Because his whole shkoge was that he didn't know that today is Shabbos. You bring a korban on the shkoge, on what you didn't know. So, shigiga Shabbos, l'chayre is pshatis, there's no reason to be mechayiv more than one korban. Because there was one shkoge, so you bring one korban. That was the shkoge. I didn't know that today was Shabbos. Shigigas melochi, one brings two korbanis if he forgot to, because there were two shkoge. So l'chayre, one side of the gemara is, that Shigigas Shabbos is not a mechayiv of more than one korban because there was one shkoge. But now if I have a new mechayiv, I have Shigigas Melochis, so I'm mechayiv two korbanos. Shigigas Shabbos is not a poiter. Shigigas Shabbos means you don't have what to be mechayiv you for more than one korban. There was one shkoge, you bring one korban. But here this person, there were two shkoges. There was another, he didn't know that Ksiva was also, he didn't know that Neti is also. So Memele, here I have a reason to bring two korbanos, because there were two shkoges. These two shkoges were factors in my Chilul Shabbos. I was Mechalul Shabbos because I didn't know that Ksiva is also and Neti is also. I was also Mechalul Shabbos because I didn't know today's Shabbos. But these two are factors in the Chilul Shabbos. The two shkogis over here, which is a factor in the Chilul Shabbos, and there's another shkog that's also a factor in the Chilul Shabbos. So you have three factors in the Chilul Shabbos. I didn't know today is Shabbos, and I didn't know that Ksiv is also, I didn't know that Nati is also. So there are three factors in the Chilul Shabbos. As the factor of Shigigah Shabbos, I'm a chuyib one kol, because there's one shkogah. But I have here a factor of Shigigah Melachis, which is also a factor in my Chilul Shabbos. So here I have a sibeh of two shkogahs. These two shkogahs are a factor in my Chilul Shabbos. So maybe I should bring two kobonis. Shigigah Shabbos, I don't have two shkogahs, but here I have two shkogahs. That l'chayre the tzad, that he should bring two kobonis. The other tzad is that Shigigah Shabbos is not shad, it's not a machayev, it's only a machayev of one kol. It's a poiter, that means if there is a Shigigah Shabbos, if you don't know that today is Shabbos, that's patel from all other chiyuvim. His ignorance is so great that he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, so you only have to bring one kol. So Shigigah Shabbos is a poiter. If it's a poiter, so memele it's a poiter and more than one kol. So here you have a poiter of Shigigah Shabbos. But if you learn Shigigah Shabbos is not a machayev, it's only a machayev of one kol. But I have a different machayev. I have a machayev of Shigigah Melachis. That was l'chayre the shaila of the Gemara. So boy minei, now let us see the Gemara again. Boy minei rove mei rav nachman. Helem ze vize biyodei mal. He has a shigigas melochis. He forgot two melochis. And he has a shigigas shabbos. Mal, what's the din? Do you look at the shigigas melochis in Yischayiv Shtayim? You look at the shigigas shabbos in Yischayiv Achas. Omalei harei helem shabbos biyodei ve'ein eichayiv elach. So he told them, there's Helam Shabbos, the Ein Echayiv Elachas. Fakelt, when there's a Helam Shabbos, so he's only Chayiv one kol. Finished. So he asked them, Adrabe, Chay Helam Melochis Biyodai, the Chayiv one kol Achas Vach, he's saying, what's Biyodai? There's a Helam Shabbos. That's true, but there's Helam Melochis also. The Chayiv one kol Achas Vach. So we didn't get too far with this sichsuch. Am Nachman zut das Asvar, and Rav zut am Sana fakert das Svar also. Elo Oma Ravashi. So Ravashi came with a unique pshoret. Chazino, he says, we'll see. Ei mishum Shabbos koporish, arei helem Shabbos biyodai. Ei nechayev el ha'achat. Ei mishum melochi koporish, arei helem melochis biyodai. V'chayev on kol achas v'achas. Now let us see what this means. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Im mishum Shabbos kaporish, zez shapirish min aveira. This person was ignorant. He did not know that today is Shabbos. He did not know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, and he did not know you're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. So in Shabbos he was writing and planting. Zez shapirish min aveira. Ubole his cup. Now he wants to become the, he was Pirish. So you have to know what enlightened him. Imishum Shabbos Haiso. Sha'am Uloi Shabbos Hayoim. They went over to him. Eveslach van Golnish. And they tell him Shabbos. They say Shabbos. They start thinking of it. So first of all, he found out it's Shabbos. He thought it was Erev Shabbos. Number one. Number two, in was is ob sie Shabbos, was tu ich nicht richtig? So he started thinking, oh, so me stamma ina al to do this on Shabbos also. Ishtakach de mishum helim Shabbos hoya oise. So it seems, if by telling him, today is Shabbos, he figured out everything, so it seems, what yediyah was he missing? He was missing one yediyah. He was missing the idea of Shabbos. V'horayah, you told them today is Shabbos, so he figured everything out. So the Yisoid Halama is, he didn't know that today is Shabbos. V'horayah, you tell him it's Shabbos, he stops everything. Hachi garsina, v'imishu melochis halolu kaporich. But what if they told them, the story was different, They told them, you're writing? So all of a sudden, so what's wrong with writing? So all of a sudden he chapped, oh, you're not allowed to write. Why not allowed to write? So Masama today is Shabbos. V'imishum melachis halalu kaporish, she'amru lai melache hizu, upirish, and he stopped writing. So you see, from finding out the melache, so by the helam melache was the sibah from the whole chilul. V'haraya, as soon as he finds out that this is a melache, he knows everything already. So the yisod ha-helam is not knowing the melache. Ha-hel melache b'yodei. The zil bosa melache. Rashi is very schwer. Taisvis asks on Rashi. That means, how could you be mevarer how he found out? That means someone told him Shabbos. So you see, from Shabbos he figured out that it's a melache also. So that does not mean if someone tell him it's a malach, he'd also figure out that it's Shabbos. I mean, how could you pinpoint that the halama is the yisayd halama is Shabbos? Could be the yisayd halama was malachis, and he figured out Shabbos from the malachis also. What lamaisa occurred is very difficult to pinpoint that this is the yisayd halama. So Taisa is a different pshat in the Gemara, but let us just learn Rashi's pshat. So that's what Rashi says. So you have to see if the idea of one enlightened him completely, so that's called, that was the halome, and you're done with that halome. Amalei Ravina la Ravashi, so Ravina disagreed with Ravashi. Klum porish mi Shabbos, ela mishum melochais. Klum parish mi melaches, ela mishum Shabbos, ela loishna. Zogt Rashi. Klum parish mi Shabbos, ela mishum melaches. Kshe amru loi Shabbos hayoin, when they told them that it's Shabbos, heivin sha melaches halalu asuris. So he understood that the melaches also. Di loi asuris, lama huskiku loi ma Shabbos hayoin. So pshat is, when he stopped it, he figured out that it's a malach also. I mean, the person told him the word Shabbos, but he started using his brain. So Musuk Demir Shabbos, and then I'm not doing a Shabbos tikizach. So he figured out from that that the malach is also. Hey, even shamalach is halal. So Be'etzim, by telling him Shabbos, he chapped that it's a malach also. So Be'etzim Yenna told him two things. That means, by telling him Shabbos, he told him the Derech Remez, that this is a Malacha also. So Mamela, he enlightened him in both. Not from the Shabbos he figured out that the Malacha is also. That means when he told him Shabbos, so he understood that he means to tell him that he's doing a Malacha Asura also. So Mamela, it's not the way you're saying that there was one Yisoidis Tika Halome, and because of this Halome, he did everything else. And then when the Halama became Ais Halama, everything became a Sukkah. It's not true. There were two Halamas, and then he told them Shabbos, so that was a way of telling him, being Megala, both Halamas. But it's not the way you're saying that there's a Halama, Ikri Halama Yisaydi, and that's the Tikkun HaKlali of everything. Ela Loishna. Einechayev Ela Acha. So what's Loishna? So this is no difference. So now Rashi jumps, v'einichayiv ela'achas. So l'cheira this Rashi is very schwer. I mean, how did Rashi jump to the conclusion, v'einichayiv? Well, here we are, amachloikis, of Rav and Rav Nachman. He says, there's a shayla, yichayiv achas, yichayiv shtayim. We don't know. Ravashi wanted to figure it out, amolos achas, amolos shtayim. Avinu shlug them up. Fine. So Ella Loishna, so Mamela, so this chilek, what is gone? So we're back to the Shaila. So how did Rashi jump in a chayiv ela achas? So from the Mashot would seem that Rashi is just saying, so Mamela we have a suffix, so Lamaisa can only bring one kolb. Rashi is not being machriya the suffix. Rashi is just saying what Lamaisa will have to do. Zimai says from the Mashot. Lamaisa will have to bring one kolb. Let us learn the Gemara further. Snam, Oveis Malachis Aboim Chosar Achas. The Mishnah says, Oveis Malachis Aboim Chosar Achas. Vavinem Bo Minyon Alomali. Why did the Tan have to tell us that there are 39 Malachis? I could count by myself. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shim Osom Kulam Behelam Echot Chayiv Al Kolachas Vachas. Yeah, so Yechayev, if it kulam behel mechad, what does kulam behel mechad mean? He did not know about all the lametes malachis. So he's chayev, and he did all lametes malachis, he's chayev lametes kabonis. I amrit bishloi mehelam zev zev biyodi chayev al kalachas vacha shabit. Al yamrit helam shabit biyodoi, eine chayev al haachas. Is heichi mashkachas lo. So the Gemara brings a raya from this Mishnah to our Shaila. Now let us see how Rashi learns Pshat in the raya. The Rashi Azay. Osam lekula. So Rashi says, looking at the Gemara at the first blick, the Gemara is very shver. Lechere, the Mishnah is speaking about Helam Malachis. This is not Helam Zevazeh. He knew that today was Shabbos. But he didn't know that the lametes malachas are also. So the mail is, what was it the Gemara gesend golden eglikin though? The Gemara says, if he's chayiv lametes kabonis, so you see, helem zev zev biyodai is chayiv akol malacha malacha. This is not helem zev zev biyodai. He knows it's Shabbos, but he didn't know that the lametes malachas are also. Zot Rashi. Also lekulam, zot Rashi, hainu helem Zev zev biyodai. There's a halama Shabbos over here also. Why? Who told you this? The Rashi, the whole yoda Shabbos b'midi. He doesn't know anything about Shabbos. Kiven the chol hilchaiseha ne'lomais mimenu. He has a picture of Shabbos that is no isra malacha. He has a different picture of Shabbos. Cholent and einig and thus abba. Abba, a Shabbos that one is imprisoned and one is not allowed to do things. That's prison. That's not Shabbos. He doesn't know Shabbos. By him, the picture of Shabbos, he doesn't have a picture of Shabbos. So, memele, the loyoda Shabbos b'midi. He doesn't know anything about Shabbos. Kivin the whole ilchaiseo ne'lomais mimenu. Ein chilek hayoyim mishar yomim. So not knowing about, so that's Shabbos the Gemara's kasha. If we will assume that not knowing about Shabbos is a poiter, so here you have a poiter also. That was the shaila. What is the shigig Shabbos if you don't know that today is Shabbos? Or here if you don't know the real tzur of Shabbos. So if this is a poiter in its battles, you only bring one korban. So maybe he should also bring one kolben. If you say, Helam zev zev biyodai, you bring one kolben, here he should also bring one kolben. And if it says that he brings lametes kolbonis, if he brings lametes kolbonis, sakoch zarayim, helam zev zev biyodai is chayiv.